Blog Talk Radio.
Mubs Beats .com.
Many of us were told in private conversations that if we voted against this bill on Monday, then the sky would fall, the market would drop 2,000 or 3,000 points the first day, another couple thousand the second day, and a few members were even told that there would be martial law in America if we voted no.
We've got to stabilize the population. When I was born, there was
so what's wrong with the population? I mean,
there were too many people. That's why we have global warming. We have global warming because too many people are using too much stuff.
But
if there were less people, they'd be using less stuff.
In 1913, the money power of the country was taken away from the people by constitutional privilege that belongs with the Congress, but it was given up in the Federal Reserve Act. The Federal Reserve is no more federal than Federal Express.
Good evening, all my beautiful human beings all around the world. No, it is not a dream. ATG is definitely back in the building. So why don't we chat? Let's chat. It is June 4th, 2019, and welcome to another edition of Against the Grain. No weapon shall prosper. Figured that was a good title since we've been gone so long, right? I think so. I am your host, Rush Perez, of the Real World Order and administrator of ANT. Very nice to be back with you all. I hope that you all are doing all right. It's been a while. I apologize for the long absence. As the show goes along today, I'm sure I will be able to hit many of those topics because why not? I keep it candid with everybody in real life. I'm always going to keep it candid with my most valuable people, which is all you across the world. Thank you guys from the Netherlands, Russia, Germany, and also Lithuania, which is new, but thank you guys very much for tuning in. We always appreciate it. Shout out to everybody out there. Well, before I start, I'm actually quite honored to be able to have somebody who is very important to me and has been in my entire life to join us on the show. I would like to welcome Demetrius, my nephew, to the show. He's going to be, hey, what's up, man? He's going to be co-hosting with me today. We're going to hit different topics, some topics I want to do, bounce it off the round table as we always do. So please welcome my man Demetrius. Go ahead and tell the folks a little bit about you, man.
I'm just a young kid out here trying to, you know, figure things out just like everybody else, I guess, you know, just got my own perspective that I'm here to share, you know?
Yeah, I hear you on that, man. And that's why you're such a valuable person to have on the show, not only because you're my family, but because I do want people to understand that I want them to hear from people who are the young people. You know, it's one thing to hear from me as an elder, but to hear directly from young people and find out that we're on the same wavelength, or even if we agree to disagree, it doesn't matter. We should always be able to be open and have good dialogues. So we welcome you, and we are really glad you're here on ATG.
Let's
see. What do I want to do here? All right.
Hey,
first
you cannot
first,
hear me all good, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep, you're all fine. You're perfect.
All right. I just want to make sure I'm
just to let the, yeah, no problem. Just to let the audience know, if you are a new listener or an organic listener, please go and check out the Factual Dragnet. That is thefactualdragnet.blogspot.com. If you are on Facebook, which apparently the entire world seems to be, definitely go and check out the official group of the Real World Order and also the Against the Grain ATG radio show page. I have some new things coming up, ladies and gentlemen, so trust me, there'll be more news to come out, but I didn't want to put off the show because I've been gone long enough. So with that being said, let's go into a subject that we have talked about a lot on the Against the Grain, 5G. People really don't understand, shit, nobody understands what 5G is all about.
Oh, the 5G?
5G is a monster that has not even been explored yet. Nobody really understands or knows all of the implications or repercussions of it. Why? Because Americans, especially in the West, are always gimme, 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 now, now, now. Instant gratification has become part of the fabric of America, unfortunately. And let's look at this article from News Target. Dee, you can just listen to what I'm saying and jump in, you know, and give your opinion.
Yeah.
Done, all right, buddy? All right. So,
yeah,
News Target. Yeah. News Target is the publication, and 5G, or the 5G is the subject, all right? So, 5G Apocalypse, the extension event film reveals how 5G is an assault weapon meant to destroy humanity. This article came out. Actually, it's an older article. It came out 5/19/19 by Ethan Hoff. Okay, I'm going to read a couple paragraphs about it, actually a little bit here in the middle, just so you can kind of get a little thing of how they are, you know, looking at this. If you browse the mainstream media headlines here in the United States, you'll be led to believe that 5G is an amazing next generation wireless technology that will make everything faster, easier, and more incredible. But this is all a lie. As 5G is recently an advanced military-grade assault weapon in disguise that's being implemented as a final solution against a free humanity. In the eye-opening film 5G Apocalypse, the extension event by Socha Stone, and that's spelled S-A-C-H-A, Stone, S-T-O-N, the ugly truth about 5G is revealed in a full horrific detail. Now I'm going to switch down a little bit further down to the article. You guys can, as always, go ahead and DYOR, which is do your research, which we are always a part of. But here's a little quote that I want to definitely put out there. All right. And this came from one of the films, one of the segments in the film. Quote, and you all need to understand that these are military weapons, the film says. Like I said, go back and check out that article. But it's funny how they roll out. We told you guys about that, how they roll out things to look like one way, and then we find out later on what it's really about. Don't forget what the real worship is. They believe in God. Of course they do. G-O-D, gold, oil, and drugs. War is profitable. All right? What are your thoughts on 5G? You're young, you got all the iPads and technology, but you're really grounded. So how do you look at it from your generation?
Well, I do definitely have a very different view from most of my generation, just based on the fact that most people aren't very, you know, conscious of what is actually going on. So, as far as my generation, I think it's like how you said, where most people just are into it for the connectivity and don't actually look at it for the underlying problem, you know? But as far as me, I understand that these are really mental weapons, you know, to send out vibrations in order to keep people at a certain level, you know what I mean?
Wow. Hold on, let's take a pause there for a second. Can you do me a favor and please repeat that knowledge that you just gave all our listeners one more time?
You know, the 5G, these are towers to project vibrations to keep people on a lower, more animalistic level, you know, lower chakra vibration.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, we've talked about this on many, we've been on air for many years, ladies and gentlemen. You guys already know we talk about that. What is life? Life is vibration. Images are made from vibration. So what you give to the universe, it vibrantly brings back to you. And what do I always tell you guys? Always try to be balanced and content. You got to do that. Speaking of technology, let's go on to another story. This is a Yahoo article. It actually came off of AFP, but, you know, we're going to read it off of here, so go back and check there. You know how we are about sources. We don't talk about nothing unless it is factual, documented, irrefutable proof. Otherwise, it's not true, people. Anyway, so the App Store is crosshairs as Apple's courts developers. Now, I'm going to read three paragraphs out of this, but I'm not an Apple person at all, but I do give them credit for some of the things that they do. And here's a little bit of the article. Apple is set to court software in Savvy at its annual developers conference beginning Monday while contending with criticism that the iPhone maker has made its App Store a walled garden. The App Store is the lone shop for content for Apple devices, with the technology giant deciding which software creations to accept and take, and taking a 30% cut of financial transactions. But last month, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that a 2011 consumer lawsuit accusing Apple of illegally monopolizing the store and driving up prices may proceed. Quote, "We only collect the commission from developers when the digital good or service is delivered through an app," end quote, Apple said, in a page recently established in defense of the Apple Store. Now, as always, like I said, you guys can go back and check that. I'm not going to read the entire article. But here's the thing. Monopolizing is starting to also turn into America's fiber. Honestly, this is the ugly truth about America. Prime example, in my home state, Wisconsin, we have one electric company, really. Now, they say it's not monopolizing because there's a little bitty electrical company that's out to the west of the state. So that's the only reason why they cannot be hit with federally charged monopolizing. Okay? So this has always been a fabric in America. Think about the mergers that have gone on. A lot of these companies have now become conglomerate giants, which is why we say shop local. But going back to the Apple thing, this is something that this is actually one of the main reasons why I don't like Apple. Okay, because I saw that from get-go. Why, as an Apple customer, owning your phone, am I having to also pay for the apps when you can go to Android, which has a plethora of different devices of your choosing and your liking, but the apps are free through the Google Store? But at the same time, what are you giving up? What permissions are you giving us? A lot of us just click OK because we want to get to what we want to get to, but don't know that we're literally signing over our privacy. The phones can literally hear what we're saying if you don't have decent software to block them. You can just chime in anytime that you want to, people. We've already gone over this and proven this over the years. Us, RWO, AT, Anonymous North Texas, we've done it. But you guys have to understand that. And some people do, and that's when we go into what I call, and we said it plenty of times on the show, willful ignorance. You know it's wrong. You know it's bad. But because it gives you that instant gratification, you're willing to go for it. And this, to me, is just a dog and pony show. Nothing's going to change with Apple. Apple's too huge. It's too big to pay. I know, just like the bank, they'll bail out AIG, but you can't get a loan and you got two jobs. You can't get financial help, you know what I'm saying, because you have a, you have a family, but hey, if Walmart needs a bailout, all they got to do is smile in front of the camera. It's not right, people, and the more that we support it is why they keep going, because they know that most of the people are, because they're willfully ignorant or they're just quite ignorant. Some people are just fine being in their little bubble. But understand that when you're in your own little bubble, it better just be you when it's not. And not in your own little bubble. You're just naive. Borderline is ignorant. And if you're okay with that, right? What do you think about that, dude?
Well, I just wanted to hit on the part where you stated about how, you know, people don't really tend to know about what they're allowing for permissions. And, you know, that I think is a big part of the difference between my generation and maybe yours, because we're used to just clicking things and not reading it and not even paying attention. And then on top of that, most of it is designed and aimed towards you to even feel and think certain type of ways. So, I mean, it's borderline mind control, if not exactly what it is, you know?
No, you're absolutely right in that, dude. That was perfectly said. What it is this thing called social engineering. Okay?
Yeah.
Where they give you that little carrot, and if you go for that carrot,
exactly,
they can engineer your mind. And they do that.
Well, and
every day.
Even in general, just having these phones, you know, it kind of creates the possibility of, you know, not really caring about anything, because, you know, think about when you were a kid, when you were in school, you know, if you had to learn anything, you had to actually look for that information, like, a lot. Like, you had to really go to the library and look for something. You know, you had to actually read.
Absolutely.
You couldn't Google something in 2 seconds, and then now you barely retain the information, nor do you even care to. So it's kind of bred
Absolutely.
A generation of people who are not even worried about holding on to information or thinking for themselves.
Yes, thinking for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, you see why I have my nephew on the show, right? It's not just me, okay? Let's get into some Texas news, all right? For my Texas people, shout out to the entire A&T crew, RSGY. Everybody, oh, love you. May have an appearance with them on the show today, not sure, but always showing love to them. And trust me, Beyond the Veil is not over. I know I say that all the time, but it's really not. Right now, S and O are working on quite a few things, personal and within our organization. They are always aware. You can always catch them on, you know, our AMT page on Facebook as well. But believe me, they're there, so shout out to that. But moving on, the fourth word are Telegram. This is the title of the publication. Texas struggles to keep pace as thirst for water intensifies. Now, we definitely covered the Detroit situation with the water storage. And that's a very important thing. But the thing that most people don't understand and get is that it's not just Detroit that has had water issues. It's a lot of cities and towns in America that have had contaminated water or not suitable water due to government greed and everything else. Okay, but it was Detroit. It highlights Detroit because why not? Why not, right? Global city. Let's talk about it. Ooh, let's highlight Detroit. The whole motor city. But again, you're only looking at one side. Many sides to the story, not even two. This came out June 1st in 2019. It was written by David Warren of the Associated Press. About 1,000 people arrive in Texas each day, drawn by jobs, newly built homes, and other opportunities. But in the state, where prolonged drought is a regular occurrence, officials are struggling to ensure they can stay everyone's thirst. Water experts are trying to determine how, quote, resilient the state's water infrastructure is keeping safe drinking water flowing through the taps. There are indications that the system is more fragile than once thought. After Hurricane Harvey in 2017, more than 200 public water systems shut down or warned customers to boil their tap water. Months later, 3,700 Texans still lack across to safe drinking water. Hey, D, can you quiet that down a little bit, brother? I can hear the background. All right. Sorry about that.
I'm walking down the street. I'm not sure.
Oh, it's all fine. No worries. Before that storm, 30 towns in 2013 were within 6 months of running out of water as a drought continued to grip the state. Now, see, here's the thing. What do you think that the government did as they sat there and grandstanded and patted each other on the back about the great job that they did with Puerto Rico? And I have an article for you guys that really pissed me off. You know, giving Trump credit for now finally giving aid, supposedly, to Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. Now, why? Think about why, ladies and gentlemen. Everything has timing. What's getting ready to come up? The re-election, 2020 elections are coming up. Time for somebody to start polishing the turd, okay? And look, ladies and gentlemen, you guys know I'm an anarchist. So I don't give a shit if you're Republican, Democrat, Libertarian. That shit does not matter to me because it's all bullshit. It's all a game. We've proven it over and over and over again, okay? It's all a game. But what it is that it's that good guy, bad cop. Good cop, bad cop thing. It happens all the time. When Bush fucked up everything, the country was ready to rebel. We were on a brink of revolution, as KRS once said. And then as soon as he put a handsome, smooth-talking, half and half, because he's not black, he's half Obama, okay, put that nice, sweet face in front of you, and now all of a sudden you sit back like everything's all good. The hard thing for a person to admit is when they've been played, when they've been lied to. They'd do anything. That'll even make you look like the bad guy. You gotta remember that. And Texas being one of the biggest states and most important states in the United States, they've been trying to attack Texas for years. Texas is Texas is the one state, I can tell you right now, that is not going to happen. When they did the Texas corridor, they tried to have that go all the way through to Mexico. Those people knew what was going on, and they shut that shit down. If we could have the rest of the United States, like Texas, and certain things, maybe, just maybe, we may have a chance. But, you know, depends on a lot of factors. And I wanted to point that out there, so Texas, stay strong. You guys got this.
Yeah,
I'll
definitely.
Take a break from some of the story. Yeah. Go ahead, brother. I was actually going to bring you in and have you discuss something.
Sorry, yeah, I got to go, actually. I just wanted to touch on that topic real fast. You know, as soon as you said something about Texas, I had immediately, you know, thought about that. Because that's the strongest, really, most, that's like the only real state that's actually in America. The only one that really fights for itself and is willing to almost become its own country if it has to. You know, it seems like Texas is actually where the source of the people who are really willing to fight happen to be. So, to be completely honest, I would say fuck America and move to Texas.
Hey, guess what? We don't have hierarchy in A&T, but O and S are going to be hitting up my DM because they want me to move back to Texas. Your uncle lived in Fort Arthur for quite a long time and in Dallas as well. And they want me to come back there. So I feel you, brother. Well, hey, B, you want to throw some closing comments, bro, since you got to go?
Yeah, I'll probably call back in a second if I can, you know, in a little bit. But, you know, I just want to say, honestly, I really believe that most of the problems are they're not as far as your country. They're not about your laws. It's about people. It's about what people actually care about. It's about what people actually care about, you know, and what they're willing to really do for that. You know, most people live their whole lives and they never really achieve what they wanted to. And most people don't understand that dying for what you believe in is not actually dying, but living your whole life for that. You understand what I'm saying? You know, live your whole life so that you don't have to die without that have happened, what your goal was, you know? Most people, they aren't for it.
I agree.
So, yeah, I just wanted to say at least that.
For sure, man. Hey, and if you can call back in, it's not a problem. I run the board, so I'll see it. But in case not, it was a pleasure to have you on, and believe you me, me and you are going to have a show, just me and you, and we're going to structure it, and we're gonna do some hard-hitting topics. So, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be hearing from Pete again very shortly. Take care of yourself,
definitely.
Brother, and if you can call back in, go ahead and do it, all right?
Yes. All right.
All right, man. You have a good one. All right. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is my nephew, Young Cat. You never guess how old he is. You never guess. 18. I helped raise that boy. So don't tell me that you can't teach. You can. But first, you got to know. Look in that mirror. Make sure your squares are right. I told you guys the hardest road I ever took, besides my mother passing, was looking in that mirror every single day for 6 months and saying, you explain. No excuses. We all need to take that journey sometimes. It's scary. But believe me, as I've been here for over 23 years, ladies and gentlemen, you know I'll always be here, and you better be strong for me. Let's go into an article off of The Independent. Sexually transmitted superbug warning as infections soar 26% in a year. This is an article by Alex Matthews King, and they originally came from the health correspondent. Let me read a couple out of here. Gonorrhea diagnoses in England have risen to their highest level for over 40 years and jumped 26% since 2017, sparking warnings from health chiefs about the threat from drug-resistant strains. Public Health England figures show there were 447,694 sexually transmitted infections diagnosed in 2018, a rise of 5% in a year. The biggest increase was in gonorrhea, where there were 56,259 cases diagnosed, 14,000 more in 2017. Experts warned about the UK's first case of super gonorrhea a year ago. Hey, and ladies and gentlemen, you remember we covered that? Okay, carrying on. Although the man was eventually cured, it required extensive treatment with a cocktail of drugs usually held in reserve for the most serious infection. Now I'm going to stop right there. You guys know me. I'm very candid. You see me in real life. I pretty much say what the fuck I want, all right? Because why should I lie, okay? One, over there in England, it's just disgusting from get-go. No offense to people over there in England. I'm more talking about your higher-ups, you know what I'm saying? Those bloodlines. So they sleep with their sister, their mom, their daughter, and everything else, and then turn around, they come out looking the way that they are and whatnot. If you go back and actually look at the old kings and stuff like that of England and in British times, it's already laid in there. So I'm not telling you guys anything new. Okay, so that's one. Number two, think about it. All of the attacks on humanity, from our air, from our water, to our food, to our mind, we're constantly under attack, okay? So our immune systems are nowhere near, even close to what they are. As a matter of fact, they're more susceptible to these poisons. We ingest in our body because it tasty. See, everybody wants to go off of the feeling. You can walk through the graveyard and see plenty of people who felt. Be smart. But with that being said, that's really something that we've talked about for a while. Go back to all the ATG articles, or excuse me, TFD articles, and not only that, but go back to old ATG shows where we highlighted super disease that's become resilient. That's like taking better care of ourselves and be smarter people. And don't forget, this isn't a game. The revolution indeed will not be televised. We are 2 minutes to midnight. Not a game. Look into some news with nature, which seems to not be too natural anymore, considering that they can make clouds and do everything else, right? Our listeners know better. The News Tribune, The News Tribune, quake swarm unleashes 400 tiny tremors on the southern California. What does it mean? I'm not going to get all into that article, but, I mean, are you surprised? Look at all the things we do to Mother Earth. All the trash. I'm going to talk about that, too, because I was in California. Out there in New York, tons of people saying it's dirtier than it's ever been. People stop caring about what matters. And Mother Nature don't give a damn about your politics. She can shake us off like a leaf. It doesn't matter. Here's another article from National Geographic. You know about them guys. They right up there, down there, along with NASA on certain things. Here's the title of another article I'm not going to get super into, but I'm just wanting to give you these so you can go and do your own research. Since I haven't been on air so long, I want to see what you guys are going to do. A tectonic plate may have peeled apart, and that could shrink the Atlantic Ocean. This is an article by Maya, W-E-I-H-A-A-S, Weehaas. This was published May 6th, so this is an older article, 2019. All right? But definitely a good read. Here's another one about disease that just seems to be popping up out of nowhere. An AP article, alarm as Ebola outbreak reaches to 2,000 cases, picks up speed. Why is it picking up speed, huh? So on to the article. The deadly Ebola outbreak in eastern Congo has surpassed 2,000 cases and is picking up speed. The number of confirmed cases reached the milestone three times as quickly as it took to reach 1,000, experts said Tuesday. The outbreak declared in August the second deadliest in history has killed more than 1,300 people in a volatile region where rebel attacks and community resistance have hurt containment efforts. The 2,000 figure is a, quote, sad and frustrating milestone. The insecurities is holding us back, end quote, the WHO spokesman, Jarzovic, J-A-S-A-R-E-V-I-C, told reporters in Geneva. Each tech keeps health workers from the crucial work of vaccinating people and tracking thousands of contacts of victims. Now, you guys can definitely go check out the Bill and Linda Foundation. We'll see what they did in Africa with their vaccinations. We're going to be digging into, you know, beyond the veil and see who the middleman is, who the real boss is. Let's go into prison reform, huh? That's something that Donald Trump's been talking about. He's going to do so much. This comes out the Herald Mail media. California's jails are so bad, some inmates beg to go to prison instead. Let me read that one more time for you so you understand the significance of what I just said.
California's jails are so bad, some inmates beg to go to prison.
This is an article by Abby Van Sickle and Manuel Villa, the Marshall Project, and the Los Angeles Times. So this is a collabo article, all right? Ever since he stole his first car at age 10, oh, actually, no, I'm not going to go into all that. This is just about a guy who did that. But I want to go more into what he's talking about, right? But the hardest stint he says, was not in a state penitentiary. It was in a Sacramento County jail where in 2016 he was sentenced to serve 8 years for burglary, identity theft, and the charges. All right. And the gentleman's name is Cody Garland. All right. Just to let you know. Moving on. Medical care at the jail was even worse than in prison. Untreated glaucoma left him legally blind, he said. Solitary confinement in a windowless room was a common punishment. Garland says he lost track of whether it was night or day during a spell in solitary and began to hear voices. Now, that definitely gets into the mental state of it. And this is something that also comes over from overseas. It was actually called the white room. You would be in a room where everything was white. Everything from your food to the walls to the floor to the ceiling. You had a light on. You only ate food that was white, like white rice, stuff like that. No color whatsoever. That's a torture tactic. Okay. So then Garland goes further. Garland is one of more than 175,000 people sentenced to county jails instead of state prisons in the last 8 years because of sweeping changes in California's justice system, according to the analysts of state data by the Marshall Project. The reforms were intended to ease prison overcrowding, and they have. But the changes were also supposed to help people convicted of nonviolent crimes by letting them serve their sentences close to home in county jail with lots of education and training programs. It hasn't worked. It hasn't worked out that way. In some urban counties, jails built to hold people for days or weeks awaiting trial or serving short sentences for petty crimes have strained to handle long-term inmates, many with chronic medical and mental health problems and histories of violence. Now, go ahead and check out the rest of that article, but let me tell you guys something. I completely understand what they're saying. I unfortunately have been in the system. And, yeah, that's exactly how it is. Treated worse than better. But guess what? The state gets so much money per body. Just like war, it pays. D said it's the best. When we don't start looking at each other like people. Hmm? 2 minutes to midnight. It's coming. Now, the second hour, I'm going to go more into international news and everything else, but I kind of want to stay a little local right now. Tons of things going on that is really benign. But one of the articles that I do want to get in here pretty quick. Oh, and really quick, if anybody wants to definitely call in or has a question or comment or anything, feel free. I will take callers as you guys come in. You know, I'll pause and figure out what's going on. The call-in number is 917-889-2697. Again, that number is 917-889-2697. So feel free to come in and holler at me. All right? Going to the dailymail.com. Watch out, spring breakers. Take Xanax pills, which is 50 times stronger than heroin, killed 9 in Florida. It's horrible that these fake pills, these more lethal recreational drugs, are popping up.
But let's go a little further. What's going on in our life? They just have to be so numb. Huh? What is going on in people's lives? They'd rather be tranquilized because society made it to where it's not okay for you to think on your own. It's not okay for you to handle your own business. It's not okay to run toward the fire. People are afraid of change. They're afraid to feel because if they do, then people won't like them. And then it's new, so they don't know how it's going to go. It's called life. Life's risk. And for all of you out there with that type of thinking, we talked about this on the show. You're just being willfully ignorant. It doesn't mean that that stops anything. Matter of fact, you're hurting yourself and those around you that actually care about you more. And I understand that. Now, as always, I don't say I'm above anybody. I'm humble. Stay low to the earth. I like the shadows. I like attention. And I was raised in, I'd rather take that slow nickel than that fast quarter. I always laugh when Michael said that. I'm like, okay, wait. I'm older now. I'm a father. I get it. You gotta be willing to be dangerous. Be powerful. It's not bad. You don't have to be dangerous by being in the streets. Being dangerous. It's having the spirit to what? Let no weapon prosper against you. None. You guys hear me say a lot on the radio. Some of you met me in person. They're like, you're the same guy on the radio. I got too much shit going on to be somebody else for that, this, and that. Here I am, they detect me how I am. That's why I love y'all so much because you have. Let's go back into the article. My bad, I derailed there for a minute, but I definitely wanted to hit that point. This is an article by Hannah Perry for DailyMail.com. This came out, actually, this is a really old article, but I wanted to get that out there. Anytime that there's new drugs or anything like that, especially a lot of you guys are parents, some of you guys are kids that listen to my show. And I just want to put you on game of what is going on. You know, knowledge is power, all right? And what I say, be powerful, be dangerous. And you do that by being factual, D-Y-O-R, doing your own homework, and standing against the grain. A fake Xanax pill, which is 50 times stronger than heroin, has killed 9 people in just 3 months in Florida. The counterfeit drug sold on the streets as super pill, quote, for as little as $5 contains a lethal mix of Xanax and a powerful pain medication fentanyl which has been responsible for those doses of 9 people in Pinellas County this year. And with thousands of college students descending on the state for spring break, police have issued an emergency warning not to buy Xanax on the street. Quote, people need to immediately stop buying Xanax on the street because their life literally depends on it, end quote, Sheriff Bob Guillotieri, G-U-A-L-T-I-E-R-I, said at a news conference on Monday, quote, you don't have to take a handful of them. All you got to do is take one and you're dead. I repeat that. You don't have to take a handful of them. All you got to do is take one, and you're dead. So my younger generation who think y'all are fallible, trust me, I was young once too, but I wasn't stupid. Your age does not excuse you DYORing and doing your own research and being smart. You just heard my nephew was 19, so if he can do it, what the fuck is wrong with you, especially you adults? My 19-year-old nephew can do it. Oh, and trust me, all my nephews are like that. And I don't force it on them. I just make them think. I make them dangerous. How much do you love your kids and loved ones? Anybody can say it, but what do you do? What do you do? Talk anything. Give a damn what you talk about. Show me. Irrefutable, documented fact. Watch, don't go for it. Man in the tailpipe. Carrying on. Investigators are desperately trying to track down the dealer and producer of the super pills, but have made no arrest so far. I mean, I haven't caught an update on that yet, so, you know, like I said, it's an old article, but I will get back to you guys either in RWO or one of our many platforms, okay? Let you guys know. But Sheriff Gilatari insists anyone caught selling these drugs to someone who overdoses will be charged with first-degree murder. Okay, yeah. I mean, they should be, but, you know, all bark, no bite. You guys can't even treat, you know, people correctly. All right. I'm actually going to go to the halfway break here a little early because I don't want to do an entire two-hour show. I actually want to dedicate that later on this week, maybe, you know, our usual time of Tuesday next week. But nevertheless, I more or less just wanted to come out because I miss you guys and trying to get it back together. I'm writing this fight with y'all. It's been 23 years. You think I'm leaving now? It's a little hard. Don't get me wrong, but, you know. Rush finds a way somewhere. I've been really working also on my music. Yes, and seriously, the album is coming out this fall. With that being said, I've actually been actively networking. So you're going to hear even more of the artists that are on the label that I'm on. Some from Club Hazard, some from FOH Music, which you guys know, Legendary KCO. We played him before. Tommy Boy, Nina Ross is a great promoter and networker as well. So the whole camp, we're putting that work in, all right, because we want to give you guys good music. And plus, I know everybody's been waiting for my album for about 8-9 years. Sorry, life happens. I am going to do that, and I'm bringing a whole guest of talented, hungry artists of all over to join us. Also, just to let you guys know, it's going to be a magazine coming out. I'm not going to say what, but it's coming out real soon. Speaking of that, here is the song for our halfway point. This is my man. Shout out to the entire No Sleep team. We going to get it in. Believe that. This is my best boy. Hey, I'm telling you, he got a heart out of this world, man. He don't play no games. But this is a song off his latest album, which has just been making numbers. So please go show your support. Go find him on Twitter, Spotify. If it plays music or has it, you'll find him. Believe me. And if you can't find him, it's really simple. Just find him on my page. I advertise him all the time. But here's the killer song that I love. First, 48.
BDS. Me up.
Calories on lithium. was to assert a pop to beat it in our boxing in the sauna, yeah.
First 48.
Just release already, flexing all I know it gon' hit, yeah.
First 48.
All I know is born, play by cash, I'm not a boy, yeah.
First 48.
Load up my Smith the Wesson, right back like I never left it, yeah.
First 48.
Let me out my cage, now I'm coming for my change, yeah. Snap out on the guard, spend some time in segregation. The doctor on vacation, I ain't never had no patience,
yeah.
See you in some months, kick back and don't worry. Hang up to the shower, but my meals are room service. Now I'm at Red Lobster, or maybe Benihana's. All I ever wanted was my red bone in the top.
Truly
gave my mission, no more living simple. I'm ballin' blood or whistle, come and try me and get your issues. I'm freshin' in the post, looking like it's payday. Every day it's Friday, blowin' good like Greg and Day-Day. Poppin' bottles cause we win it, party like the playoff. All I know, we get it and I never take a day off. I ain't looking back now, but I got my line on. Hit me up, it's nothing phone, flashin' like my diamonds. Nothing about me changing, just got a bigger courtyard lady tryna for the Molly Tommy to a porn star.
First 48.
This release already flexing, all I know it gon' hit, yeah.
First 48.
All I know is born, play by cash, I'm not a boy, yeah.
First 48.
Load up my Smith the Wesson, right back like I never left it, yeah.
First 48.
Let me out my cage, now I'm coming for my change, yeah.
Okay, I might lose it to you to the institution. I just touched down, now the other team's regrouping. We're locked up in the dead, had to plan my resurrection. Oh, you forgot you owe me, ain't it for your recollection? Now I'm slow, I'll pull up bar, I just pull up in a Benz. Oh, right, star lifestyle, load up the heavy metal. My back is to the wall, they would never catch me slipping. I could have died in prison, so now every day Thanksgiving. Used to hit the stagger at, now I'm back for recreation. No more commissary, just these commas off these bases. I remember losing sleep all the time that I was facing. The jury found me guilty way before deliberation. When I hit the yard, I said, gate banging. Free your incarcerated, you can find me with the gangster. Popping bottles in the club, cause tomorrow never promise. Hit the stage with my partners, looking for a baby mama, yeah.
Like I never left, man. I make 6 years of like 6 days. Ain't nothing changed. Zip code, money bigger. Hold still true. I still a bill.
Let me out my cage. Now I'm coming for my change.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome to back, actually, to the second half of Against the Grain. I am your host, Rush Perez of the Real World Order and administrator of A&T. And the show is No Weapon Shall Prosper Against Us. Go ahead and check out my nephew. Was actually just on air not too long ago. I hope you guys enjoyed it. He'll be back. And you guys can go check out what we talked about in the first hour. This hour... Oh, actually, hold on. Before we go on to that, the song you just heard, as I introduced, was my guy, Billboard Burnham. This man definitely burns the billboards, and not only just the billboards, but he burned these streets, man. He's really a solid, solid dude, so please go check him out on every platform that has music. This man works so hard. He's on everything, doing numbers and trying to collab with everybody, not only in the city, but he's trying to collab with anybody who is serious and ready to get it in. So definitely go shout him out. Tell him Rush sent you. You know what it is, and so do I. But with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I have the man right here on air with us. So I welcome my homie, Billboard Burnham. How you doing tonight, boy?
What's good, world? What's good, Rush, man? I appreciate you putting me on your platform, man. Much gratitude.
No, for sure, man. It's an honor to have you. We really highlight independent artists, especially with, you know, Club Havoc. You know, the fans are used to that. But we're doing big things this year. Why don't you go ahead and just throw out an introduction, man? The floor is yours.
Man, look, I just dropped my album about 2 months ago. It was an album slash documentary. It highlights the ups and the downs of what it took for me to get where I'm at today. For y'all that's unfamiliar with my backstory, I was on the most wanted list. I was facing life. And I did 6.5 years and came out on top. I'm back home now, grinding. Got songs, got with the major industry artists. And I'm just excited that my album is so successful right now.
Most of death. Most of death. I'm telling y'all, this man worked hard. I work with him. Not only am I a fan, but I think I'm pretty much a friend now. We've known each other for years in different capacities, and it's great that both of us have matured, and now we business owners really trying to make a change. I don't know if you want to talk about our plan or not, but you want to introduce it or me?
Man, well, either way, me and Russ got a magazine coming out, Street Fame MKE. We trying to highlight not just the local music scene, but the local scene in general, including barbershops, tattoo shops, events, what's going on in your neighborhood. You know, we're trying to highlight everything, man. We're trying to get everybody the information they need to know.
Absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen, again, the magazine will be called Street Fame MKE. So make sure you look out for that. We are highlighting local. We are highlighting independent artists and giving them our platform along with advertising and everything. We got a lot of things in motion, so definitely stay tuned. Billboard, you want to rock with me for a little bit of the rest of the show, or you got to go, brother?
What'd you say, boss?
Oh,
I'm sorry. I
you want to join me for the... No worries, man. Do you want to co-pilot with me for these couple of articles before I head out?
Yeah, we can do it, man. Me and some new talent. Definitely.
Right.
I'm always up for that.
All right, cool, cool. And I'll bring you in on some of the subjects that we're talking about and everything else, get your opinion on it, because I think that's very valuable. But before, ladies and gentlemen, we get into that, I would like to thank everybody in the United States, Russia, Austria, Australia, Germany, unknown region, fuck you, CIA, I know who you guys are. Canada, Egypt, the United Kingdom, Hungary, and Indonesia for all the love and support that you show our platforms. I see it. Thank you guys very, very much. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We
hey,
try to keep it moving
quick,
over here.
Real quick, I see you, man. Real quick, Russ, I want every one of your listeners worldwide to tune in to me on the social media and every music platform. Type in Burnham 414.
Yeah.
I'll pop right up. That's B as in boy.
Please.
U-R-N-C-M. 414.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody, please go check them out. And if you can't find it, which would be retarded, you just obviously don't know how to use the internet, go ahead, contact me. I'll shoot you guys links. You know who I am. I cross-promote any artist and anything, especially from my city. All right, let's go into some stats, ladies and gentlemen. All right, y'all know I'm a numbers person, so let's run across some really important stats. Right now, we are 22,349,380,600 and counting people in this state. Or, I'm sorry, in this country. All right. Let's see. Defense war spending $636,877,593. Looks like the military industrial complex is doing great, isn't it? Let's look at some other numbers here, some more important numbers like population numbers here. The first number I threw out to y'all was the national debt. My apology. My screen started doing something weird. The U.S. population stat is actually 329,059,936. People in the workforce right now, 156,781,372. Bankruptcies, people that, you know, just can't do it no more, 755,354. Prison inmates, you know, the prison industrial complex got to be strong, right? 2,147,588 convicted felons, 20,141,916. public school students that we have right now. It is 15,767,625. Those living in poverty, all right, 37,690,958. And that, my friend, is a very, very staggering stat right there. But nevertheless, you guys know what it is. Now, let's look into something that I found really interesting as I was writing a couple articles today, Monday. Oh, and by the way, guys, the weekly receipt is back out. All right, so go ahead and go to all our platforms. You know, it's always pinned up there. Factual, you know, the Factual Dragnet, definitely on Blogger. You guys know where to find it. If you don't, it's, again, thefactualdragnet.blogspot.com. All right, and it's right there for you. Every Monday before noon, you get your publication of not hearing about me or my stuff or things that we want to cover, but just the numbers. No noise, just the numbers. One of the stats that I wanted to look into really quick or give you guys really quick is the gold supply. Gold, you guys have to understand that many countries have already thrown away the dollar. Russia, China, and a few other countries have started amping up buying more gold. All right, and people are like, well, we don't know why. Well, of course, because the dollar is the standard. And the big countries that say no, well, it kind of messes up some things. We're going to end up going, this bubble is not going to be a bubble. We are going through, we never left the recession. It's coming, people. You're going to not be able to go to your ATM and pull out cash. They went through that in Greece. Remember when we covered that? You don't think it can happen in America? And that's what they go for, your willful ignorance. It can't happen here. Didn't happen. Open up your eyes. BYOR, do your own research. But here's some numbers that I just thought was really interesting. Gold production, 118,488,106. Now, the gold demand and supply for 2019 is 158,695,819. That's almost a 27% increase from just 6 months ago, people. And don't forget all of those days where the market is so volatile. Bulls and bears. And there's only really eight people or eight entities that's really running the stock market. And you're just funding them more money to play with. Instead of investing in making yourself diverse in your portfolio, gold, different things. Because what if you can't take money out? The only thing that's going to be good is hard assets. Now, again, we don't give financial advice on here, but we do give a little bit of common sense. You dig? All right. Let's go into something that I thought was pretty interesting. Did the internet, oh, this comes from Zero Hedge, by the way. Did the government just test the internet kill switch? Now, this was an article that came out 2 days ago. But, yeah, I saw the panic and everything else. And this is why I tell people, stop being so damn dependent on technology. Your cell phone is a tracking device. Period. Y'all be up there talking about shit on Messenger and all kind of things. Once it's on the internet, it's gone. It's there. I'm sorry. It's there. It doesn't go away. You can hit delete all day long. It's there. You got to be mindful, people, and be smart. Go ahead and check out that article about that. So this is a very, very, very hard-hitting article about it. And it actually, let's just go through it really quick. So far, no one has blamed Russia yet. East Coast suffering worse of Google Cloud outage for now. Ooh, you know that they were upset. These are examples of some tweets within the article, all right? Europe is also affected. Ironically, the notification gateway to advise Google that cloud is down. Oh, my God, the internet's down. Oh, my God. People, your fucking priorities. And guess what? We give them that power. We gave the internet that power. You got people like us, Anonymous. We're the internet hate machine. We're for humanity. When is everybody else going to catch up. Why don't you tell me what you think about that billboard? What did you think about that outage that went out? And what is your opinion about the internet just as a whole?
Man, people is too their whole life run around the internet, man. I'm trying to unplug from the matrix, man. Like, unfortunately, everything you got to do pretty much go through the internet. But like, we made it that way, like you said, though.
Yeah.
So if they can take away our internet, imagine what's next. They gonna shut down the water. They gonna shut down electricity. I mean, they just testing stuff right now. So you know, it'll be on point.
I agree. We hit a little bit about prison reform and stuff like that because I hit up an article about how prisoners in California are actually talking about that they'd rather go to prison than be in the jails. You know, with your experience and things that you've gone through with that, I'm just going to get into it a little bit with you, do a little jousting back and forth so the listeners can understand not only are you a musician, but you are very intelligent as well, obviously. What is your outlook on the prison reform? Just you got the floor, go for it.
Well, we live in a country with the highest population. You know, they say we in a free world, but at the end of the day, they got more of us locked down in America than any other country. That don't mean the crime rate is higher. That just mean that they trying to control us even more. I mean, I see what they saying about the jails is worse than the prison because you go to jail in Milwaukee, they're gonna force you to wear the same clothes for a week straight until you get some clean clothes. Now, if you came in the middle of the week, you're not going to see clean clothes until after you completed that first week and hit the next week. So that's what they're doing right now. They got like four different trays of slop that they feed you. If you go to the hole, they mix all the food together into a disgusting loaf, and that is what you're going to have to eat. I mean, it's not right, man. It's a lot of people in prison for nonviolent offenses, and it's a lot of people in there for marijuana, a drug that's legal in half of the country. It's people in the feds that won't get out for marijuana, for a drug that's legal in half the country. I mean, we definitely got to have reform, man. The problem is the people that got the most power or the people that had the best outlook are the people who went through the system themselves. And a lot of people come home and they forget about what they just went through. They so happy to be home. They so happy that, you know, they get to see the sunshine when they feel like it, that they forget about everything they just went through, man. I mean, I try to forget what I went through, but at the same time, I know I got a responsibility to those still going through it.
Agree, man. Let's look into some stats real quick. Sentencing stats, and this comes from the Federal Bureau of Prisons. Okay. 1 to 3 years sentence. Number of inmates, 19,370. That's a percent of 11.5 for the inmates. 0 to 1 year, 5,299,000. That's 2.3%. 3 to 5 years, 18,266. That's 10.9% of the inmates. All right, 5 to 10 years, 42. The number of inmates, 42,576. That's 25.4% is the exact number of inmates. Now, I'm not going to keep going through that, but look at the two highest ones are 5 to 10 years and 10 to 15 years. Now, you can go more into the stats of exactly what those are, but that's staggering. And let's not even look at the 20 years or more. To life, number of inmates is 22,976, and that's 13.7% of the prisons. Because why? PIC, baby. Prison industrial complex. Just like the military industrial complex. War makes money, but in the prisons make money. Your commodity. You like being a commodity, people? It's up to us, though. The revolution will not be televised, as I said. All right, Billboard. Well, I'm getting ready to get up out of here, my man. So if you want to give your salutations before we head out, I'm going to give my little moment of clarity, and I'm out of here.
Man, I just want to give a big shout-out, man. Big shout-out to Rush, man. Look, y'all keep tuning in, man. This man speaking facts. A lot of stuff they trying to hide from the light. He's shining light right on it. You know what I mean? You got to understand his resource is very valuable. Y'all continue to tune in. Y'all continue to show love. If y'all that ain't heard my music, please go check it out. But, man, I appreciate you, man. Thank you for putting me in the den, man.
Always, man. And, hey, you're going to come back on, man. This ain't your only time. We're going to be back rocking again, man.
All day, all day. Well,
for
love,
sure,
bro, man.
Sure.
I much appreciate it, man. Much appreciate it.
For sure, man. All day, every day, man. Ladies and gentlemen, again, Bill Boyd Burnham. We will be hearing much, much more from him very, very soon. Like I said, this is a very intelligent man who went from the bottom to the top. And he's doing really good. And he has so many more things to come. So make sure that you guys are tuned in and ready to go. Please go check out Bill Boyd Burnham. Just Google it or hit me up. I don't care. But this is a man that I'll be working with quite frequently. And it was an honor to have him on. Now, here goes a moment of clarity for everybody. It's been a long time since I've been on. A lot of personal things that have transpired, some in my control, most of it out. One thing I can always say is that I try my best to stand 10 toes tall and hear a man about everything. But also being a man is understanding when sometimes things are way bigger than you. That comes in with the humbleness. So saying that to say this, ladies and gentlemen, always be balanced and content. Always be okay with who you are. Look in that mirror. The hardest thing people have to admit or can admit is when they've been fooled, when they are wrong. God, tuck the ego away. You want to be powerful. You want to be dangerous. You must be humble, knowledgeable. Put those together and put them into action. Anybody can say something, but actions always speak louder than words. And we talked about that earlier in the show where people are so about that instant gratification, not just cars, business, and bitches, not just that, but I'm talking about instant gratification, just period, and technology and anything. The Western world and pretty much the entire world has grown up and let instant gratification become fabric in their lives. We're 2 minutes away from midnight. What don't y'all understand? What else do you need to see? Operation Matrix 3. Question everything, even yourself. We have never, ever faltered on our mission. You better be strong. Not just for me, but you better be strong, resilient, be dangerous. And the way you do that is be factual, be honest with yourself and those around you. It's been an amazing show, ladies and gentlemen. We will be back either, I don't know, I might do a little quick show later on this week. If not, then we will be back again Tuesday, 6 p.m. You guys know what it is. Like I said, 23 years of doing this, it's been fun. And I didn't want y'all to ever think that I gave up on y'all. This is my life, and I love y'all to death, and I love spreading knowledge so we can all grow and fight this evilness. Tyrants, globalists, yeah, you guys know me. I'm back, baby. I ain't went nowhere, and neither have any of us. Let's see what happens, shall we? May the best man win. Thank you guys again for joining into the show. I am Rush Perez. You guys have a great one, and never, ever forget, sky's the limit. And the world, my friend, is indeed at your fingertips.